This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Humanity has become domineering. It has become dangerous. It has become arrogant. It's kind of like the infant putting his or her hand on a hot stove.
The Health Ranger Report.
We are at that moment right now in human history where we, humanity, are putting our hand on the hot stove and we are about to get burned.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
When you look closely at left versus right on the political spectrum, it's really more about the cities versus rural areas. Cities tend to be very strongly Democrat, and the rural areas are strongly Republican. And this is really true all across the country. So it's not just, let's say, California. You can't say California is more liberal. It's really only the cities in California, the big cities. The rest of California is really actually more rural and more conservative and voted for Trump and so on. And same as, well, the inverse is true in Texas. Texas is mostly conservative, but the big cities are quite liberal or progressive, such as Austin, for example. And I love Austin, but it's a very, very liberal city. I mean, Austin's a fun place to go hang out. You just don't want to be part of Austin's horrific economic policies, because being leftists, they don't understand economics, but they do understand how to have fun. So Austin is a great place for music, and you know, there's a lot of tattoos, a lot of events, and so on. So everything has its place. But my point here is that I don't think Democrats really understand just how they're only one major event, a cataclysmic event, away from losing many of their voters. I mean, population-wise, I'm talking about through starvation or death. Or, you know, actually, those are the main two things. So one major event could take out much of the Democrat Party without hurting the Republican Party very much. Why is that? Because cities are death traps. And this is a warning, really, to everybody who lives in a city, regardless of your political beliefs. If you're living in a city, you are living in a death trap. A city is, by definition, an artificial construct. It's not part of the real world. It's an artificial place. It's concrete. It's, you know, water pipes delivering the water instead of natural rainwater being collected and so on. A city gets its food from outside the city. It imports its food supply and it exports its feces and urine and waste. So cities import power, you know, electricity, and they import even workers, but they export human filth and waste and toxic chemicals and so on. This is what cities are. And the people who tend to live in cities tend to be more progressive, obviously. And yes, they tend to have more arts, you know, more theater, more art, and more symphonies and so on. A lot of culture in a city. But there's also a lot of delusion in a city, which is why people who live in cities tend to, not all of them, but they tend to be more liberal in their politics. Because cities are death traps, think about this. Where do pandemics strike? Population centers. Where has North Korea aimed its nuclear weapons? Cities. They're not going to launch a nuke at an abandoned rural area like Eastern Washington. They're going to nuke Seattle if they have a choice of where to nuke, because that's how evil they are. They want to kill as many people as possible. Russia aims its nukes at U.S. cities as well. And the United States aims its nukes at Russian cities and China's cities and so on. When I say aim, I mean targeting. Obviously, there are GPS coordinates put into the targeting computers and they're pre-programmed. So the U.S. nuclear arsenal is pre-targeting population centers in Russia or China or wherever might be an enemy. Iran, for example, or North Korea, for that matter, right? So all the nukes all around the world are all aimed at high-density population areas, i.e. cities. So cities are the target zones. Cities are also highly vulnerable to grid down failures. So if the power grid goes out, people who live in the country, they can still get by. They can go carry water by the bucket if they have to out of a river or a stream or a local lake or pond and just filter it. People in the city often, especially in cities like Phoenix or L.A., they don't even know where to get water because there isn't really water available that you can just go get by hand. And much of the water for LA is pumped in using electricity that's generated by natural gas, by the way. And if those pumps fail, i.e. from an EMP attack or a grid down scenario or some kind of other sabotage or terrorism event, then LA is in an immediate crisis. You've got millions of people there who can't figure out where to get water. And that doesn't even cover food. You know, a lot of these cities are food death traps as well. If the food supply stops coming in, again, for whatever reason, EMP attack, natural disaster, hurricane, what have you, the food becomes very scarce and you can have a lot of mass starvation. Solar flare is another very big risk, actually. NASA says that it's about a 12% chance, if I remember correctly, every decade of a large solar flare, what's called a coronal mass ejection event, or CME, taking out the U.S. power grid. And then other estimates that are from some reputable organizations have said that up to 90% of the U.S. population would die following such an event due to disease and starvation. And notably about that prediction, most people are predicted to die in such a scenario, not from human violence. In other words, they wouldn't die from being shot or stabbed or what have you. They would die from starvation and disease. Disease is a lot of people don't really understand how quickly infectious disease can get out of control if you've lost basic infrastructure such as running water. If you can't wash your hands and you can't flush a toilet, you're in a lot of trouble in a city because cities become cesspools of cholera or other infectious diseases carried by human feces or just carried from hand-to-hand contact. I almost said combat, but it's contact, hand-to-hand contact. So the risk of dying in a city is so much larger than the risk of dying if you're living in the country because of all these events and how cities are very fragile systems that depend on all of these things working all the time. You know, I live out in the country in Texas, and living out in the country, I know because I've been through this scenario many times in terms of prepping and planning. I know that if everything stops working, electricity, water, internet, everything, I'm fine. I'm totally fine. I've got plan B for all that stuff. Not a problem. I can live indefinitely without an external food supply, without external power, all of that. Not a problem for me. But for most people who live in the cities, it's a huge problem. And so Democrats, the Democrat Party in particular, the DNC, I don't think they've really factored this into their equation. They are not well liked in the countryside, and yet it's the countryside people who are going to be the survivors of any significant threat to human population. Natural selection, in other words, will favor conservatives who also happen to be gun owners and who happen to be more into prepping and more into survival. Although a good number of people on the left happen to be into sustainable living and ecological living and green living, which has a lot of overlap with that. So there might be some really good qualified progressives who are good at home gardening or food preservation and things like that. And they might do okay as well. Hopefully they will. But by and large, a lot of city dwellers have very poor skills when it comes to prepping or survival or sustainability. So that's just something to keep in mind when you're looking at where things may go in the future and the overall dynamics of political parties. I mean, personally, I don't even like political parties as they exist. I'm not a supporter of tribalism and the left-right paradigm. I think that's mostly BS anyway. But as we're operating in that paradigm, any large disaster is most likely to hurt those in a city more than it will hurt those in the countryside. So that's just something to keep in mind. Obviously, I hope nothing bad happens to anybody. But then again, we live in a pretty crazy world, and people like Kim Jong-un really are trying to nuke major cities in the United States. And we've got, you know, Ebola, infectious disease, bioterrorism, and solar flares and all kinds of things. So my main message to everybody, regardless of your political background, is be prepared. Get into prepping. Whether you're on the left, the right, or somewhere in between, or nowhere on the spectrum at all, get into prepping and you will be safer and you will be vastly more likely to survive any challenge to any infrastructure system. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. HealthRangerReport.com is where you can find more of these podcasts.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.